The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue hosts Minnesota on Saturday, a 3:30 Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
All right, well, we're excited to get back on the field at our home stadium this Saturday against Minnesota. We're excited to play a great opponent, a team that has won a lot of football games, had a great year last year, won their bowl game against Washington State. Those guys know how to win. They're well coached, and I know they're going to come in here ready to play, coming off a loss that they probably should have won if they didn't turn the ball over. So we've got to be ready to play, but we're looking forward to the opportunity and the challenge.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the call for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Stacey Clarity with Golden Black.
Hey, Jeff, you've been rotating your guards some, obviously playing Mendez and Yakubi, but not much otherwise. And I know you had said you'd like to see more rotation there. So does that mean sitting Hermans, Barron, and or Steinmetz?
Well, we'd like to make sure that we're trying to at least play eight guys right now and the guard position we would like to rotate. I think that Mendez and Baruz are guys we'd like to get in there. And I want them to play quite a bit. And now with that, they've got to earn their playing time. When they get in there, they got to be productive and help us. But that's our goal, is to make sure those guys are rotating in there. We want to make sure Eric Swingler is rotating in and a couple different aspects of our offense. So really, we'd like to play the three reserves that we have right now quite a bit and make sure they get plenty of work. And I think if we're doing that the right way, it's going to provide competition. It's going to make sure everyone on the front line is working hard to improve and performing when they get out there. But I would like to have a good rotation there as much as we can, as long as we're getting production.
How would you evaluate the blocking on the screen plays specifically this year, whether it's, you know, the receivers out there on the edges or the offensive line kind of getting out in front? I mean, I guess it technically wasn't a screen pass, but the throwback to David, you know, against Michigan, had five guys out there in front of him, would have thought maybe he would have been able to gain more than 20 yards or so on that, and didn't happen. So I guess that is an example that's not quite an example, but just with the offensive linemen and the receivers on those screens specifically, what do you need to see more, or are they doing an okay job?
Well, I think that we've had some highs and lows in the screen game. We want to make sure that we are efficient in that. And the offensive line is going to have to get out and run a little bit and make sure they get blocks and space. And really, that's not an easy thing to do. So I think we can't put it all on our offensive line. We got to make sure we drill that properly in practice. We got to make sure that we're practicing cutting as much as we can, because sometimes it's a little easier when you're on an athletic guy and maybe you're not quite the athlete to get out, get up on him, and then just throw and cut. That has been beneficial. So we've been working on that this past week. But you know what? Sometimes, it's not the easiest thing in the world. So it's important that we always be alert to the linebacker or slash linebackers guarding the back, so that when he hugs the screens, we can get on him right away. But when we get in space, we got to be able to just attack the nearest guy on our landmark, throw and cut as much as we can. And you know, as far as the trick play, I think we just, probably need to coach it better, where our guys understand, hey, when one guy's coming, even though we've got a convoy ahead, let's make sure as many as we can attack him and try to get him down, because it can give us a big play.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Hi, Jeff. Just wanted to see kind of the progress of Corey Holmes and Isaac Zico. Do you feel like they're closer to helping you in the passing game this week coming off the bye?
Well, I think first off, Isaac Zico is the guy who's been here a little bit longer, got in here in the early part of summer. He has been practicing well, and I think he's making progress, and he understands that he's just got to push forward every single week in order to get better, and hopefully we can get him the ball more and he can gain some confidence and help us make plays. But I have seen progress, and I have liked the way he's worked, and we've got to do a better job of getting him the ball. I think with Corey, he's a little farther behind. He just got here late. He had an injury. It just really hasn't clicked fully yet. He has come in and talked to me. I think he wants to do better. It's important to him. Just for whatever reason, it's gone a little bit slower. But we're still not going to give up on him. I think he is a guy that has some talent. I think he can play the game of football. We've just got to make sure that he pushes himself as much as he can in practice to work hard, find a way to get better, try to be as explosive and go as hard as he can so that when he gets to the game, it kind of comes a little more natural. But, you know, he's got to make some strides. But I think, it's just happened a little bit slower, but we still have confidence that sooner or later that will get done.
Are there any other receivers that kind of need to emerge for you other than the guys you're playing right now? Is there some guys maybe a little bit deeper on the roster that can help you in the passing game moving forward?
Well, I think Terry Wright is a guy that's shown some signs for us, and he has some explosive ability. We've got to make sure he just continues to practice hard and understands exactly what we're doing, because when he does, he can be very productive. And him taking care of the football is important for us. It's kind of been all over the place a little bit. He's got to make sure that he's consistent and solid with that. I really think Jared Sparks is a guy that we'd like to try to get in there more at receiver. We were not able to do that this past week as much as I would like. We're going to try to make sure we utilize him a little bit more and see if he can give us a spark, so to speak, and provide some playmaking ability for us. And really, those are the main ones behind our starters. And I think they're going to continue to make progress. They have worked hard. We just got to make sure that we give them opportunities and they take advantage of them.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Andy Greta, St. Paul Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time. I just wanted to get your sense of how the Gophers have kind of acclimated themselves to PJ Fleck's coaching style, and then what are the things that you look to as some of the major problematic areas when you're facing the Gophers?
Well, I think Coach Fleck is a player's coach, and the players have responded to him. I think they got up to a great start. You can see on video that they play hard. I think they're a team that, because they were very good last year and had a great year, they know how to win. They've been there, they've done that, and they expect to win every time they step on the field. I think, this past week, it was unfortunate that they had some turnovers, and then they had actually a couple opportunities to get turnovers and dropped an interception, and a few things happened to them that really probably cost them the game. You know, it was a tight game. I know in their offensive system, they pride themselves on running the football, being physical, getting to third and short, not turning the ball over. And if they do that, in their opinion, they're going to at least have a chance to win the fourth quarter. But unfortunately, they turned it over a few too many times, and that cost them. So I know they're going to be hungry and ready to go. They know how to win. They've beaten good football teams. Coach Fleck will have his guys ready to play, and I know that our team will have a stiff challenge, and we're going to have to do our part and do the small things in order to find a way to come out with a win.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.